That's what we do here, so let's get started. The phone number here is 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. And why is that important? Well, that's important because if you'd like, you can call in and enter a contest to give away some free fishing tackle from High Tide Lures and Tackle Box Tim Sherman. It's a nice bass fishing package this month with I don't know, half a dozen lures in there or something like that. Very nice package. And also, that's your contact number if you don't want to get in a contest, or if you do and you have a question or a comment. Hold on a second. I have got a texting wife here, so. All right. She's All right, she's going to silent deer hunting mode. Okay, I love you. Good night. Okie doke. There we go. That's the contact number if you want to talk about any subject that comes to your mind. If you want to talk about the fawns you're seeing in the back 40 or why the deer are out feeding in the daytime, or if you want to talk about fishing, we can do that. You want to talk about, guns, you name it. We'll talk about anything you want to talk about. That number is 410-922-6680. Translates to the call letters of the station, WCBM, and our location on the digital dial, 680. Or on the vertical dial, whatever that thing is, analog. What is that? Aaron, is that the analog dial that you dial up and you try to adjust a little bar going across the radio? You familiar with what I'm talking about? Oh, you're a digital guy. I mean, okay, so it used to be you had a radio, like a bar show up where you tuned your radio, and you had to turn the dial to the selected number. Each number was on there, 6, 7, 8, 9, and you would turn the dial to one, the vertical line that matched your station. Okay, you'll never know what that is. You'll never know what a dial telephone is. You may never know what a push-button telephone is, so unless you see one in an antique store, like me, antique. Okay. Well, that's the deal. That's the scope. All you got to do is give us a call, 410-922-6680. That's the phone number. So the Maryland Hunting Quarterly Magazine came out this week. I picked up the digital version, went up last before the end of the last weekend. The printed version is out and about, a lot of turkey pictures, and some great articles. How to Hunt Deer from the Ground by Jim Amrine, that's a good one. And not necessarily in a ground blind. He talks about still hunting and stalking and a couple other things. Then there's the analysis, the breakdown of the General Assembly and what happened with the laws in regards to hunting, some successes, some failures. Then we've got, what else do we have in there? The CWD information from our buddy Jonathan Trudeau with DNR. Talks about the expansion of the CWD range in Maryland to now include Baltimore and Montgomery County. So we now have Garrett, Allegheny, where it started. That was the epicenter. And then Washington, Frederick, Carroll, Baltimore, and Montgomery. For some reason, it skipped Howard County. But those deer processors now have to be authorized to cut and process deer in the CWD region. So there you go. That's all detailed in the Maryland Hunting Quarterly. It's available online, too, marylandhuntingquarterly.com. Maryland Loves Crabs. Maryland Loves Crabs magazine is out, mostly distributed. There's a handful of places I have to get with that, and that'll be done this week. But that's pretty extensive. There's some coverage of the blue catfish in there. There's grilled soft crab recipe. There's what else is there? All the regulations, some environmental stuff, some science stuff about the bay. So it's great, great read, great publication, a lot of great advertisers in there, places you can visit, places you can get your crabbing supplies, or you can get a nice meal or steam crabs or whatever it might be, including our sponsor, Madonna Seafood, is on the back cover and has been for 13 years, ever since we started. So, excuse me, I was up to see Mark last Friday, so at Madonna Seafood. Love that place. I mean, they're busy. You know, it's like Yogi Berra said, you know, nobody goes there anymore. It's too crowded or something like that. But, yeah. Do you remember that quote, Aaron? Good. I'm glad to hear that. Quoted old Yogi Berra. So, we're even open to a couple of dad jokes this weekend if you want, if being Father's Day. And, of course, I remember my father very well. Here's a man who didn't have to but did, 35-year-old man, and his wife, my mother, stepped up when his sister became pregnant and wasn't going to marry the guy. The guy left her at, I think she was 15 or 16. And my dad stepped up, who was her brother, and they adopted me. My mother couldn't bear children. So they stepped up and adopted me at my birth. And, it was known. It was prepared and prearranged and all that stuff, and raised me. I was probably not the easiest kid to raise. I could do little things that would annoy them, I'm sure. But at age six, he took me fishing. He got interested in fishing at age six when he changed jobs. He was a police officer. He was a Pennsylvania Railroad police officer, fresh out of the Army, the Wildcats, the 81st Infantry, and saw action in Peleliu, Palau, in the Philippines. Was in Japan during the occupation, helped destroy the Japanese Air Force at that point. where else was he? I think that was pretty much it. It wounded twice, told me a few stories about that experience on Peleliu in the South Pacific. He was, it fractured his wrist. He fell off a ladder when he was helping my mother's cousin build her motel. He fell off a ladder and fractured his wrist in 13 places. And I remember him sitting at home with his wrist up in a cast and squeezing his rubber ball. And that was in the old house. Of course, in the old house back on Pine Avenue in Altoona, Pennsylvania, I was a little hellion. And we found, my buddy Tony Dealey and I found a can of paint in a garage or a shed that somebody had torn down between our houses. So we decided it would be a good idea to paint each other with paint. That was fun. It was also fun getting cleaned up. Standing over the basement drain with my parents pouring gasoline on me and wiping me down. Yep, did that. So, yeah, very inventive. Let's see. Took me fishing when I was six. First fishing experience was in the what they call the warming dam, which turns into the ice skating rink at Penn State University campus in Altoona, Pennsylvania. I was catching bluegills and pumpkin seeds and little rock bass and things like that. And from there on, we went on to bass fish in the Juniata River. We went fishing in New Jersey twice a year on vacation, and winter flounder, freshwater trout fishing, bass, crappie, yellow perch. Then we do the Delaware Bay thing, and we go out in the boat, sea trout, kingfish, bluefish, blowfish, porgies. They called porgies Cape May goodies because they didn't know what they were. So that found out later they were porgies that we were catching. Come back, fillet the fish, eat the fish, have a great time in southern New Jersey with family and friends. And let's see. Oh, then there were the Canada trips, the trips to Canada, walleye, northern pike. Val d'Or, Quebec is where we went. Stayed on an island 10 miles from the mainland and caught walleyes. We would get in a boat and go anchor off this this cliff that came down into the water, and the walleye would come in there and school up. Or we'd go out on one of the little tiny islands. There was a big rock out there that had a giant eye bolt in it, and found out what that was for during the week. The logging people would come in, and they would put a load of logs on the, this is on the Ottawa River, they would put a, hook a load of logs to that ring on the rock, and we actually got to watch the guy come off the boat, walk across the logs, unhook the logs, walk back across the logs, get on the boat, and a whole load of logs would go down the river to the nearest sawmill. And we followed the road one day to the sawmill and watched the logs go down the flume and into the sawmill. It was a pretty cool experience, you know. So I got to go along on a lot of adventures with my dad. Later in life, we deer hunted. I think he shot one deer in Somerset County, Pennsylvania. We hunted a family farm in Huntington County for a long, long time. He was there when I shot my first buck. Nice 4-point that I killed at 230 yards on the run, and we celebrated that. And those are just a few of the memories, just a very, very few of the memories. But I'm very grateful to my dad for taking me fishing and hunting and golfing and allowing me to do what developed into my character today. So very happy. So thanks, Dad. Thank you very much. He would have been 105 this year, May 15th. Passed away on Labor Day, 1999, at age 80. So, anyway, if you'd like to remember your dad, well, we'd love to have that memory, share that memory with you. And you can give us a call during the break if you like. And we'll talk about our friends at Backyard Billy's first, and then talk about Clyde Sports Shop. I was there this week too. I did a little checking for some rods and reels and was looking for a few things. So look, I know it's summer. It's in the 80s, right? We're talking about heating. Well, so be it, but there's a reason we're talking about heating. Next month the new supply of in July the new supply of pellet and wood stoves comes to Backyard Billy's from a company called Regency, which is probably the number one company in that business. And there are some wood stoves that are in the box at 20% off. Last time I checked, there were 7 of them. That was 2 weeks ago. There might be a few less right now. In the box, ready to go, Regency wood stoves, brand new, 20% off. That's quite a savings. There are 12, I'm sorry, those are wood stove inserts. There are 12 pellet stoves, 7 inserts, 12 pellet stoves, freestanding pellet stoves, also at 20% off. So if you've been considering alternative heating or secondary heating, or maybe you've got a place that you'd like to, you know, consider heating with wood heat, well, here it is for you. 12 Regency pellet stoves, 20% off, 7 Regency used stove insert wood stove inserts in the box, 20% off. Also, if you're looking for a Traeger grill for Dad, 15% off those in-stock units, and 2 bags of pellets comes with that. And there's plenty of other specials for Father's Day around the store. You ought to check it out at Backyard Billy's, and you'll be glad you did. You know, there's a tremendous amount of outdoor furniture there and everything for your backyard, sheds and chicken coops and dog kennels and swing sets and gym sets for the kids and tiki bars. You name it, they've got it. Grills by Traeger, ceramic grills, ceramic smoker grills by Kamado Joe, Big Green Egg. That's part of Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace, stove, and hearth dealer in the region. BackyardBillys.com, 410-827-4500. Did I say that too fast? 410-827-4500. Backyard Billy's is open 7 days a week, including Father's Day. Route 50 at 40, exit 44B, Evans Avenue, Graysonville, coming from the bridge, or right off Evans Avenue coming up Route 18 in and through Graysonville. Your backyard is going to look great, and if it's heat you want, Backyard Billy's is the fireplace. So I did stop at Clyde Sports Shop. I looked around, talked to Mike, looked at some of the Browning firearms, always impressive. Looked at the fishing rods and reels. The crabbing supplies are in stock, the open-top crab traps, the steamers, the crab seasoning, the tongs, the nets, the hand lines. There's a whole bunch of hand lines if you want to make your own, or if you want to get that pre-rigged little thing that wraps up with a weight on it and you put the bait on it, and you can do that too. You know, hand lining for the kids, that's great. So, Clyde Sports Shop is located at 2307, that's Hammonds Ferry Road, just off Exit 9. Now, I know Exit 9 is Hollins Ferry Road. I get that. You get off at the exit, you hit Hollins Ferry, you turn at the convenience store, and you go right down the street on Hammonds Ferry Road. I'm sorry, did I say Hammonds Ferry? Now I'm confused. 2307 Hammonds Ferry, yeah, Hammonds Ferry Road, and you'll see Clyde's Sports Shop down there. You can also get off exit 95, South Caton Avenue exit, and cross down through there, and you'll find it on Hammonds Ferry Road. Easy to find. 410-242-6108, 242-6108 for Clyde's Sports Shop, also open 7 days a week for crabbing, hunting, fishing licenses, ammunition, and scope mounting. It is Clyde's Sports Shop. You'll be glad you did. And we'll be right back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up Delaney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood. Year-round crabs, 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com. Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truck Liners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bed Liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market. And MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Superior Linings and Truck Accessories located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. And Maryland Spray Linings is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver. That number 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories too. Tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment to have your truck protected with a MilSpec liner today.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting, and home protection. Ammunition, too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
I'm on a first name basis at the tackle shop. I got a charge account running up nonstop. They ought to give me my own parking spot. I can't fit another plug in my tackle box. It's always under construction for all my weapons of mass destruction. I got buzz baits and Zara spooks, pumpkin seeds and flukes, booyah crawfish jigs. I got a 7-foot flipping stick, all the soft plastics to hook one on a Texas rig. My wife stays on me and my banker just told me that he's working on a tax deduction for all the money I'm dropping on my weapons of mass destruction.
All right, speaking of weapons of mass destruction, let's talk to Chris in West Virginia. Good morning, Chris. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Alan. How are you?
I'm doing good. What's going on?
Not much, buddy. Happy Father's Day.
Thank you.
You talking about chasing your nephew or cousin with paint.
No, that was my best buddy. I was 5 years old. We didn't chase. We found this can of paint in a it looked like a dilapidated shed. I think it had fallen down or knocked it down. There was a can of paint sitting in there. We pried that bad boy open. A beautiful brown paint. I don't know if it was porch paint or what it was, but we painted each other. And, I mean, we painted each other. Oh, yeah. Yeah, Aboriginal. But it was, it was an interesting experience, you know, when our parents saw us, you know.
I grew up in Owings Mills, not far from the DNR down there. And we had a couple horses. And we had a little turnout shed barn for them, and there was a big bucket of tar up on the roof. And my best friend was a little girl. We were like 6 years old, and she was a little tomboy. And we got up on that roof and got into that tar.
Oh,
my goodness, she had tar all over her. Her mother was fit to be tied.
I bet she was. Oh, my goodness.
So. But, yeah, I just...
Did you get your package?
I just brought that back to me. That's a fine memory. That was a,
yes,
she was
it
a
is.
Very good friend.
That's cool. You still in touch?
I want to thank you and Tackle Box Tim Sherman for the fine lures which I received from winning last month.
Yeah, you did.
I haven't gotten a chance to use them yet, but I tell you what, they are some nice-looking lures, and my goodness, I can't wait to... order some more from him.
Yep. Now, tell me what part of West Virginia you're in.
I'm in Upper Tract, near Petersburg. You know where I'm at.
Yeah. Oh my. Those lures on that river right there, buddy? Oh, my gosh, yeah. Yeah, you need to get down there wet wade and throw some of those lures around, get some of those big smallmouth out of there. Another great memory with my dad, by the way. He only went with us to the river one time. He caught the biggest smallmouth. Yep, he caught the biggest smallmouth bass of his life. It was 20 and a half inches. That's a big river. That's a big river smallmouth.
You're not kidding.
Yeah, he caught. He was a night crawler guy. He floated a night crawler down underneath some tree roots. This tree was standing along the river, you know how they do, and the roots were in the water, and he floated this night crawler down in under there, and that smallmouth grabbed it, and he wrestled that thing out of there 20 and a half inches long. And he had it in a burlap bag when we were getting our bag out at the end of the day to figure out what we were going to do with it, clean the fish and all that stuff. We ate them back then. You know, we didn't catch and release. And, he rolled, you know, he was very dramatic. He pulled the 10-inchers and the 12-inchers and the 14-inchers, and then there's something still in the bag, and he turned that bag upside down and rolled that big fish out there. Our eyes got like saucers. I mean, it was, and he was so proud of that fish. He should have been, you know, he should have
been. Yes, indeed.
That's a big fish.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was his one and only trip to Petersburg and the North Branch of the Potomac. So, how about that? Yep. Know any dad jokes, Chris?
Oh, gosh. Kind of hit me real quick.
All right.
I can't think of one.
All right. Well, I'll tell you one. Did you know that alligators can grow up to 15 feet? But they usually only grow.
Yeah, I knew that.
Okay. Well, they usually only grow 4. So.
I was trying to think of the punchline on that, but I couldn't. I'm still half asleep.
I got it.
My first cup of coffee yet.
Oh well, I'm slowly inching down through my first one. So that reminds me, it's time for a drink of coffee. All right, buddy. I'm glad you got the lures, but get out there on that river and use those bad boy baits. You'll be in, or those high tide baits. Excuse me. You'll be in good shape with those.
I will indeed, and I'd like to say good morning to my buddy Teddy. He's a long-time listener, but never calls you. So one of these days, he'll get around and giving you a call.
Teddy, good morning at Deep Creek Lake. Maybe he's listening. So
he's over in Halethorpe.
Oh, is he? Oh, that's another Teddy. I got you. Okay. Yeah. Good morning, Teddy. I'm sure he's a Clyde's customer too. So.
Oh yes.
All right.
Yes, indeed.
All right.
Alan,
thanks for the
care,
call.
Buddy. Nice talking.
See you, Chris.
Thanks.
All right. Take care.
Yep.
See you. Bye bye. There goes Chris. Aaron, any callers on the line? Not right now. Okay. Well, oh, no, that's not right. This truck I got does not have Sirius XM installed from the factory. So I've got to use my phone to listen to Sirius XM. I'm not happy. Sirius required me to put a screen lock on my phone. And every time I try to use my phone, the screen lock is on. So I got to unlock the phone and do all that. So that's just a little bit of an annoyance. But we're working on it. I mean, I was able to do it all by my little self. And do you have a truck that or a car that requires you to connect with your phone? Aaron, do you have like Apple CarPlay or something like this? This is Android AutoPlay, and I mean it's if you want to mess with it, it's fine. It's got you can connect your Waze, your GPS system to it, and a whole lot of other stuff. But it's just annoying every time. I'm in and out of the truck all day. I mean, 10, 12 stops a day at least. And every time you stop the car, you got to sit back in there and wait till everything loads back up. It's just a little bit annoying, but it is what it is. I love the truck, by the way. I was in Southern Maryland yesterday, all the way down St. Mary's County to Mechanicsville, and I've got some good folks down there that I deal with. And I did see what prompted the alligator joke was one of the Southern Maryland alligators. Had you heard about these? It was all over the news a while back. Is at a taxidermy shop. It's one of my customers, 7.5-foot alligator, and he's got it just about finished mounting it. He's got another one to do. There was a total of 8 alligators in St. Mary's County that they've discovered. They've taken 4 of them. There's still 4 out there swimming around. One of them is over 8 feet long. So not quite sure how they made it in there, but they've gotten to be quite sizable. So be warned if you're swimming in St. Mary's County. You just want to be careful out there. So not in the rivers or anything like that. They're in an enclosed impoundment and people know where they are for the most part. But if you'd like to go on your search engine and check out alligator St. Mary's County, Maryland, I'm sure you'll find some reference to it. But, they don't look that big, a 7.5-foot alligator. But they have some pretty impressive chompers on them. They'll do some damage, no question. So I wouldn't want to be walking my dog along the water's edge, would I, Jolene? Jolene is laying here in my lap. She's only about 40 pounds, but she's a sweetheart. She's about out of it, aren't you, baby? Yeah, you're not even answering your name, are you? Mm-mm. No. Hey, say hi to everybody. Nope, not going to talk? Okay. All right, that's cool. Jinx is over on the couch, sacked out, and Gabby's in the in Jinx's crate on her dog pad. Everybody's just sacked out here this morning, getting the last few minutes of sleep before they go nuts, aren't you? Yeah. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. The turkey numbers came back from DNR. The numbers were off a little bit for the past season. There were some good numbers in some counties and some bad numbers in some counties, but overall it wasn't a bad season. Just off, like I said, just a little bit. No big problem. Got an email from my, text from my former son-in-law, lives in Ellicott City, and a doe had dropped a fawn right in his yard, and he said, "This is what we woke up to." And I said, "Well, that's cool." And he watched it throughout the day and kept sending me pictures. Finally, the doe came in, and she laid down beside the shed and was watching the fawn. I don't know if it was a young doe with one fawn or if it was, I couldn't tell from the pictures, or if it was an older deer that had dropped two and one was here and one was somewhere else. You know, they'll do that if they have twin fawns. They will move them as much as 200 yards apart and then back and forth between them, kind of stay in the middle and feed a little bit to produce some milk to feed them. And that's why you see deer out in the middle of the day. You see deer out in the middle of the day around everywhere, around the shore, all over the place, just feeding. And you say, why are they out during the day? I thought they come out in the evening and night and early morning. Well, they're out during the middle of the day because they can feed in safety with little worry about predators, because the predators are the creatures of the night, the coyotes and so forth. So they will feed themselves, and that will produce the milk, and then they can go from one to the other. Unfortunately, sometimes one is on one side of the highway and one is on the other side of the highway, and the does take great risk crossing the highways, especially in Maryland, because of the way some people drive. But that's why you'll see those deer alongside the road. You'll see a few bucks alongside the road because they're not with the does right now. They're kind of in their little bachelor groups, kind of congregating together. You'll see four, five, six at a time, mostly the smaller ones. But sometimes in August or so forth, all the bucks will get together, and you'll see 8 or 10 bucks in a field getting ready to shed their antlers, and you'll be able to tell, you know, which ones are the big dudes and which ones are the little dudes. So the bucks are out and active too. You know, they're feeding as well in their little groups, and sometimes they get racked up on the highway. Unfortunately, about 30,000 animals a year get hit on the highway. 30,000 deer a year, and I'm seeing some young animals hit out there now. Some fox pups, some small groundhogs, some skunks, and I think it's skunk mating season. I've seen a few dead skunks in the middle of the road. No, actually alongside, not in the middle. Well, maybe one was in the middle. I don't remember. Brings a song to mind. But, you know, it's spring. It's spring, and the babies are out, so just be careful when you're driving, okay? That's all I'm asking you. Oh, by the way, don't pick up that fawn. Don't be concerned about that fawn if you see it laying by itself and you think it's been abandoned. It hasn't, okay? Just let it alone. Mom will come and get it like she did in the one in my son-in-law's yard. She came and got it, moved it a little further back in the woods. Had to stay there because it was so little. I mean, it was a tiny fawn. I personally think it was a young doe that was bred this year that had her first fawn. You know, does are capable of breeding. Female deer are capable of breeding at 6 months. So when they're born in May, you know, they could be bred in December, January, and typically the first fawn is a single. So I personally think that's what this one was. So just leave them alone. They'll be fine. Mom will come get them. My mother-in-law had one under her deck, her deck next to her house, and she was so worried about it. This baby fawn was under the deck, and the mother was out in the yard. And I said, just leave it alone. Everybody will be happy. Let the fawn grow up a little bit. Mom knows where it is. She's feeding it. She'll come get it. It'll be gone shortly. And 3 days later, of course, it was. So that's good stuff. Good stuff. Fawning season. All right. 410-922-6680. 410-WCBM 680. That's our phone number. If you want to get in the fishing lure contest, all you got to do is call in, leave your name and number and your phone number, and basically go on the air with me. Just say hi. Just want to get in the contest. Or ask a question, make a comment. That's what we're here for, talk radio. There we go. Let's see. Here's a picture from somebody. Oh, I knew who that is. Let's see. Came in email, live lining. Oh, nice one, Arnold. Nice fish. Yeah, buddy. Good old legal striper. Good to see. Good to see. Okay. Oh, my goodness. All that talking didn't prompt a phone call, huh, Aaron? I think that might be it, or maybe they're out of town, maybe they're traveling, who knows. But I thought somebody would call in with a story about Dad, but maybe it's just me. Ah, now then there's Granddad, too. You know, Granddad was a brakeman on the Pennsylvania Railroad. My mother's father, and he was a squirrel hunter. He taught me how to squirrel hunt, and he was not a deer hunter. Didn't interest him. Rabbits didn't interest him. I mean, he would go to camp. My uncles had a deer camp in Huntington County. He'd go to deer camp with them sometimes and do some walking. But he was a squirrel hunter, and he would take those. Occasionally a big gray squirrel or a fox squirrel, eastern fox squirrel, and he'd skin that in his garage, and he'd take a piece of plywood and tack it, salt the hide, and tack it to a piece of plywood, and that was his trophy room. He had them stacked up, three or four of them around his garage, and he gave me a couple, and I had them in my room. That was great. I loved that feeling of having, something there, a trophy. And it's translated into adulthood. I mean, I get a lot of trophy mounts mounted. They may not be a trophy to you, but they're a trophy to me. You know, I'm sitting here underneath my biggest 6-point, and I look over on the fireplace, and there's a nice 8-point, one of my first multi-antlered racks, antlers deer. Long story, fond memory in Cecil County about that big 8-point. And I'm sitting here with 6, 7, 8, 9, probably 15, 18 waterfowl mounts back here in our back room. Robin calls this the flyway. There's everything here. There's a ringneck above my head, and there's a long-tailed duck, old squaw. It used to be called old squaws when I shot that one. A bufflehead pair. Over there's a hooded merganser. My second drake. Canvas back. There's a hen canvas back over my shoulder. There's a big, beautiful wood duck mount over there in the corner. My first wild duck, or second wild duck, a hen green-winged teal, is over there underneath the wood duck. Never killed a drake green-wing. Up on top the cabinet over there is my blue goose, snow goose, blue phase. So I've had a lot of great memories out there in the field. Let's see. I'm getting some text. Who's on the phone? Ronald in Baltimore. Good morning, Robin. Ronald.
Good morning, Mr. Allen. Good morning to you, Mr. Allen. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Wonderful, wonderful, Allen. Always a pleasure to talk to you. Allen, I can say you really are a legend.
Yes, sir. You really are. I just heard you saying about all the stuff you can...
he shot and killed over the years. And
it's been many years.
On your walls and this and that.
Yeah.
And, you know, you're looking at it.
I'm looking at it. I'm loving it. Yep. Back the hallway, I know there's a shoveler and there's a Butterbill sea duck and there's a another old squad drake back there. There's a there's a golden eye. Oh, that was a cool trip too. A couple of racks on the plaques.
Bear head up there.
It's a bear. Yeah, there's a bear rug on the wall. The bear head's back in my office. Yeah, there's a bear rug. That was my first bear. Bear rug's up on the wall. My Maryland bear is sitting over there underneath the TV.
Alan, I would like to say happy related birthday to Miss Robin also.
Thank you. Her birthday was this week. Yes, indeed. Yes, it was on the 13th, indeed.
Yeah, that was, I think it was, Thursday. I think it was Thursday, 13th or something like that.
Yep, that was her birthday. That was her birthday. Uh-huh. Yeah,
and mine's would be Monday.
Well, happy birthday in advance there, Ron.
Thank you.
How about that?
Thank you. Just wanted to call and say hi. And I said, I said, my show is on. I got the call.
No question.
I didn't give you a call, Ed.
I thank you for that, man. I thank you for that.
And enjoy the show, Alan. I really do.
All right, Ronald. Thanks for listening, buddy. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
All right. We'll talk soon. Have a good one. There he goes, Ronald. How about that? So late in life, my grandfather began to fish with us. My dad had a boat, a little 10 horsepower, 9.9, up on Prince Gallitzin State Park, Lake Glendale, it was called. I'm not sure if it was still in Blair County or Cambria County or pretty close to both. And we would drive up there, we'd drive up there in the evening, the afternoon, and get in the boat and go out and we'd catch some catfish and we'd catch some small northern pike and whatever was biting, you know. It always had a bucket of minnows and some night crawlers and things like that. Well, Dad took one of his buddies one day fishing, and he says, "I'm going to wet wade." I said, "Okay, well, we're in the boat." He said, I'll meet up with you. I'm going to be around here, this weed bed." We went back, and this guy had some of the nicest largemouth bass you ever want to see, and we didn't know there were largemouth in the lake. We knew there were pike. We knew there were, you know, some muskellunge and that type of thing. We had no idea there were bass, nor did we ever fish for them. And he said, "Yeah, I was just out here along the edge of the weed bed and catching these bass." Okay, news to us. But we took my grandfather one evening, and we were fishing. He wasn't much of a fisherman. He never did fish until, you know, we took him late in his life. And we got in the car. It's 9 o'clock at night, and the thunderstorm rolled in, and it's lightning and raining. And I may have told this story now that I'm thinking about it. He looks out the car window. He looks up at the sky, and he's still looking at the sky, and he says, "The thunder roared, the lightning crashed, and struck a pig right in the neck." And that was his rhyme. And then he'd laugh at himself, and we all laughed at him. But I'll never forget it. Never forget that experience. Never forget that rhyme. So, great life. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Let's see, we got to take another break, don't we, Aaron? Okay. Let's talk to Bill. Good morning, Bill. How are you this morning?
Hey, good morning, Alan. I just wanted to give you a call this morning and tell you I'm a big fan. Just been listening a couple months. And,
okay, appreciate that.
No problem. And even though I'm not a big outdoorsman, I really enjoy your show. And I have a lot of friends who are, and I've told them about your show. And they,
of course, already
knew about you, and our listeners also. And I just wanted to ask you a question. I live over by the airport in Lincecum. And what are some good seafood places, markets to get some crabs or fresh fish? I always seem to not know where to go, and was always wanting to be pointed in the right direction.
Okay. Let's see. One of the places close by is Good Times. I don't know if you've ever seen that crab house. Go up Liberty Road towards Randallstown, and they're on the left-hand side. That's owned by Joe Spurry, who's who owns Chesapeake Landing Restaurant down here in St. Michael's. So
okay, and are these the places you can get takeout and stuff like
that? Yeah, this is takeout. This is takeout crabs and shrimp and things like that. You know, you might want to go up to Timonium. There's a couple places on York Road up there. Nice sit-down place is Ocean Pride, and you can get carry-out crabs there, too. You can go to Gibby's, who has a lot of seafood, which is right in Timonium, right by the fairgrounds.
Okay.
If you want to take the family out for a nice meal, go to our sponsors, Madonna Seafood. Now, they're a little trip up around the Beltway, not horribly far from you, but just go up Delaney Valley Road. It's about a 13-mile drive, but what a beautiful restaurant. I mean, it's a nice place. It's very simple place. It looks like it's in a strip mall, but it's a really, really nice place inside, very well appointed. You can get carry-out crabs there by the dozen or the bushel, whatever you want. But my buddy Mark owns that. You can sit down for all-you-could-eat crabs, and you'll enjoy that. You'll enjoy that.
Awesome. I appreciate it. Yeah. Well, I hope you have a happy Father's Day, and I got a dad joke that you probably heard, but I'll let
go ahead.
Know.
Lay it on me.
Why can't melons get married?
Why can't what get married?
Melons.
Why can't melons get married? Is this clean?
Yes.
Okay. Why can't melons...
Why can't melons get married? Because they cantaloupe.
Okay, I like it.
that's an oldie but a goodie.
That's right. That's right.
All right, well, you have a happy Father's Day, and really enjoy your show.
Thank you. I appreciate it. You too.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Hey, our friends at Backyard Billy's, you know, if you go, look, it's time for parties. It's time for crab feasts. Maybe you're doing one on Father's Day. Well, head up to Backyard Billy's today and pick out some of those Adirondack chairs. Get one for Dad for Father's Day so he can sit out on the deck in comfort and enjoy the day. While you're there, take a look at all the colorful waterproof, weatherproof, poly and outdoor and patio furniture. Good grief, I can't talk this morning. Tables and chairs galore. 1,000 Adirondack chairs in stock. You can see all that from Route 50 at Exit 44 in Kent Island. You'll find swing sets and gym sets for the kids, storage sheds, chicken coops, dog kennels, pergolas, gazebos, you name it, they've got it. For that big stuff, free setup and delivery within 60 miles and free delivery to the Maryland and Delaware beaches. Now, inside Backyard Billy's showroom, you can check out the barbecue grills. Maybe Dad needs a new grill. Pellet grills by Traeger, ceramic, which are in stock, are now 15% off with two bags of pellets, by the way. Ceramic smoker grills by Kamado Joe and Big Green Egg. There at Hearth America at Backyard Billy's, there's a huge assortment of outdoor fire pits. I talked at length about those last week, the ones made out of the old recycled propane tanks, the big ones, you know, the home-size ones. And there's probably 50 different fire rings in stock, maybe more. Outdoor rings and pits, and you know that'll be nice if you want to sit around the fire in the evening and toast some marshmallows and roast some hot dogs. And don't forget Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. That's the premier fireplace, stove, and hearth dealer in the region. All the furniture you need for your beach house or your deck, your home, your backyard, it's all at Backyard Billy's, aptly named. Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue in Graysonville, or right off Evans Avenue off Route 18 coming through Graysonville. Your backyard is going to look just great. Backyard Billy's. We'll be right back.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery. Any battery you need. Battery warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the battery warehouse near you. Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up Delaney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722. MadonnaSeafood.com. Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truck Liners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bed Liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market. And MilSpec Liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your MilSpec Liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec Liner installed at Superior Linings and Truck Accessories located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. Maryland Spray Linings is just off Security Boulevard at 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. These MilSpec Liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment to have your truck protected with a MilSpec Liner today.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Hey, I had Superior Linings there in Glen Burnie install a tonneau cover on the new truck this week, this Monday. So, very nice job. Good quality workmanship, that's for sure. All right, there's the music, folks. Get out, stay safe. Remember Dad this weekend with, you know, your love. Love your family. Love the Lord. We'll be back in the next hour.